Disinfo Board Redux, former Google disinformation expert given top White House cyber role. By Alim Bokhari on July 25, 2022. The White House's Office of the National Cyber Director has a new Deputy National Cyber Director, Camille Stewart-Glaster, a former Google executive who specialized in removing disinformation from the tech giant's App Store, and in her spare time rants about systemic racism in America. In a tweet, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, accused the Biden administration of appointing a leftist social justice warrior to run the cyber office. "The big tech, big government alliance continues," said Senator Hawley. Gloster is a prime example of the extensively documented revolving door between Google and Democrat administrations. Prior to working for the tech giant, she was senior policy advisor for cyber infrastructure and resilience policy at the Department of Homeland Security under President Obama. At Google, she was head of security policy for Google Play and Android at Google, where she led security, privacy, election integrity, and disinformation. Disinformation and misinformation are terms used by tech and media elites as a pretext to suppress information they dislike. One such example is the Hunter Biden laptop story, which was baselessly condemned at the time of its publication as potential Russian disinformation. Former security officials, Gloster's professional peers, played a key role in giving legitimacy to the Russian scapegoat narrative. In her tweets, Gloster has demonstrated her ability to tie far-left causes like systemic racism to the seemingly unrelated topic of cybersecurity. "Systemic racism is a cybersecurity threat," wrote Gloster in 2020, quoting an article from the Council on Foreign Relations. "Cybersecurity is about people, and ignoring how technology shows up in the lives of all people leaves us vulnerable," said Gloster in a later tweet. In 2020, following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Gloster said America's hashtag NatSec apparatus must be a part of dismantling systemic racism. Blake, holding a knife at the time, had been physically fighting police before being shot. The Office of the National Cyber Director was established in 2021 with the goal of strengthening U.S. cybersecurity policy. Its first hires were from Microsoft and the CIA. The hiring of a misinformation expert to fill this role falls in line with the Biden administration's trend of using the national security state for domestic political goals, the most prominent example being the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. Gloster has already stated that the partisan notion of systemic racism should be a concern of the U.S. national security apparatus. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.